Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
My heart, my
Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
My heart,
another day, bringing us through another week, and how you woke us up this morning. You didn't have to do it, but we thank you for what you've done. You've given us another chance to come before you in prayer and another chance to draw closer to you, and we thank you for that today. We pray that you will look upon us, that you will stretch forth your mighty hand. Touch us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. You know what we have need of. And you know our prayer before we call. Oh, my God, grant our petitions according to thy word and to thy will. Help us to stand. Help us to go through. We are seeking a closer walk with you. Help us, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, we want to be ready when you call our name. Help us to contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Help us not to doubt you. Cast out all fear. Help us to drive and go forward in you.
Help us, Lord.
Regardless of what our situation is, help us to press our way. We know you're able to take us through our tests. You're able to hold us in the hollow of your hand that we may be able to stand and endure unto the end. Look on your people everywhere, those who are going through tests, illnesses, afflictions, and infirmities. We know you're able to deliver, oh Lord. Somebody needs you to deliver their mind. We know you are a mind regulator, and you're able, oh Lord. Oh my God, we're dependent on you today. Oh Lord, touch in a special way. Let your blood cover them. Shade to the uttermost. Help somebody to draw near to you. Help them to give their lives to you. Help today, Lord. Meet us here tonight on this broadcast. Send your word. Have your way and let your will be done. Let the word of God reach your soul, Lord, that somebody might fall out with their ways and say, what must I do to be saved? And that someone will say, I am healed. And that someone will say, I am delivered through your word on tonight. Touch, Lord Jesus. Bless in a special way. Look on your people everywhere. Look on those who are without shelter, without clothing and food. We know you're a provider, oh Lord. Go way out of no way. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, bless your people, oh Lord. Help your people to stand and to go through. Jesus, look on this broadcast, oh Lord. We pray that you continue to bless and that you will say to the uttermost, let the Spirit of God prevail and the blood of Jesus cover. Help us to seek to do your will. Give us the strength we need to go through. Help us, oh Lord, to fulfill the will of God. Help us, oh Lord, to acknowledge you in all our ways, that you may direct our path. We need you to lead us and guide us. We don't know which way to go, but we're dependent on you to take us through, oh Lord. We're dependent on you to direct our path. Help us today, oh Lord. Look on the people of this world. We pray that you will touch their minds. Give them understanding, oh Lord. Help them, oh Lord, to seek your face. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless us and we shall be blessed. Continue to go with us and stand by us, and we will give thy name the praise. Yes. This prayer we pray, oh Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell. And good evening and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to Prayer Works Ministry, a God-inspired ministry dedicated to prayer and promulgation of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. And we do believe in praying to God for all. You can be blessed, delivered, healed, and made whole through prayer and faith in God. We invite you to join us in worshiping and praising God. So at this time, I'm going to read our opening scripture. And it's taken from the 80th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 80th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version. And it reads, give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock, thou that dwellest between the cherubims, shine forth before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up thy strength and come and save us. Turn us again, O God, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long wilt thou be angry against the prayer of thy people? Thou feedest them with the bread of tears, and givest them tears to drink in great measure. Thou makest us a strife unto our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. Turn us again, O God of hosts, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Thou hast brought a vine out of Egypt. Thou hast cast out the heathen and planted it. Thou preparest room before it and didst cause it to take root. It filled the land. The hills were covered with the shadow of it, and the boughs thereof were like the goodly cedars. She sent out her boughs into the sea, and her branches into the river. While hast thou then broken down her hedges, so that all they which pass by the way do pluck her? The boar out of the wood doth waste it, and the wild beast of the field doth devour it. Return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts, look down from heaven and behold and visit this vine, in the vineyard which thy right hand hath planted, and the branch that thou madest strong for thyself. It is burnt with fire, it is cut down, they perish at the rebuke of thy countenance. Let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand, upon the son of man whom thou madest strong for thyself. So will not we go back from thee, quicken us, and we shall call upon thy name. Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts, cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. May God bring us with 80th numbers from the first job at 19th throughout its entirety. And again, we thank you for tuning into the gospel, into the Prayer Works Ministry. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 563-999-3634. Again, that's 563-999-3634. Or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Prayer Works Ministry. And if you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry, the number 100 at gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can use the mailing address P.O. Box 27148. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. And if you're looking, if you're a clergy and you want to have remarks after the word, if you have a testimony you'd like to share, you have a song you'd like to sing, an encouraging word you'd like to give, you can definitely give us a call and be live with us on a broadcast. If you dial 551-241-6677. And if you're looking to support other ministries or just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesday and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Nadel Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218. And that access code is, amen, praise the Lord, I believe. Amen. About that, our the new phone number, new dial-in number is 1605-313-5995, and the access code is 565-2166. Amen. And if you are in the area, Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. There's a And on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. That access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Benin is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hoax teams up with an evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. We are continuing to keep the souls on our prayer list in prayer. We're praying for the bereaved Harrell family, Sean Howard and his mother, Dr. Betty England Sewell, Darnell Williams, the bereaved Jones family, WL, and the bereaved Turner family, the bereaved Edmund family, Mrs. Joel Paldo, A.B., Katrina Jones, the bereaved Capoletti family, Amore Nix, Evangelist Martha Colbreth, and the bereaved Colbreth family, the bereaved Thompson family, bereaved Thompson Edmund family, Mother of Barbara Austin, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Santana Davis, Linda Bellamy, Antoinette Bryant, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Missionary Desi Johnson, the Bree Johnson family, all the Bree families. And when I was on the broadcast, when I was on the Power Prayer Line last night, I believe I heard Gwendolyn Marshall's name to pray for her. So we're keeping her in our prayers as well as some other folks. I believe Stephanie Watson, too. I can't remember the other names, but those are names that I heard yesterday. So please keep them in our prayer, in your prayers. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I'm going to ask you if you've ended with me, though, wouldn't mind just coming back and giving some words of encouragement. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for the scripture reading. I thank God for the prayer. And I thank God. I'm glad that the Lord has blessed us to enter into a new year. So
yes,
we thank God for what he is doing and the work that he's doing through his people. And I want to encourage the people of God, those who are working for the Lord, to continue working for the Lord. Acknowledge God so that he may lead you and show you which way to go and what to do and how he wants you to carry out the work of the Lord. Praise God. And I want to encourage the saints of God to continue to stand in the midst of it all, because tests and trials are going to come, but we got to be willing to stand. Praise God. Keep trusting in the Lord and looking to the Lord that he will take you through. I don't care what it is. The Bible says we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. So it's going to be tests and trials, and they're going to come. And the Bible also says, count it all joy when you fall into divers. He didn't say if you fall, but he said when ye fall. So it's going to come. So just keep looking to the Lord, acknowledging him and doing his will. And those that may be on the line that don't know the Lord, I encourage you to continue to seek the Lord against all odds. Satan will tell you, you might as well stop or you might as well give up. But against what he's saying, you hold on to the word of God and endure and continue to seek the Lord for your salvation, because God has it. And all he requires is that we believe him and receive him. Praise God. I could go a little further, but I'm going to leave it there. Praise God. I thank the Lord for this opportunity. And at this time, I'm going to turn this service back into the hands of the host.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the words of encouragement coming to Evangelist Maybell. And at this time, we are going to prepare to hear the word of the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead. If you want to get a pen or writing utensil or some paper, notebook, a pad to take down scriptures, prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the opening prayer, the scripture, and those beautiful, encouraging words. Thank God for just allowing us to be here on this side in 2024, a new year. God has been good to us,
yes,
and he has blessed us greatly, and we should just take those words in. I was enjoying it, and it's made, she could have went head on. It was all right, because it was beautiful, and it's the truth. And so we're going to get ready to go to the scripture. But before we go to the scripture, let us have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, and we bless your holy name. Oh, God, we come before you. We ask, Lord, that you will look on us with compassion. Oh, God, you know our needs. You know, Lord, what we need to hear. Oh, God, you know how to fix our situation, and we believe through your word, oh, God, that we have everything we need. We are asking you to speak to us tonight and to minister to our souls, Lord. Let it be done, oh, God, according to your will. In the name of Jesus, we believe it, and we count it as done, and we thank you tonight. We praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. We ask it all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I feel good down in my soul tonight. The Lord has been good to us. You know, we need to give God some more praise, because he is worthy of all praises. He has kept us. He brought us down to another year. And it's a beautiful thing to be in the land of the living and to have a mind to serve the Lord. Praise God. And I don't want to hold back on the praise, because I believe when we send those praises up, the blessings come down. So we can be blessed tonight if we would give God the praise that's due to him. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm not going to prolong the time, but going to go to the word of God. As I began to think on the incoming of the new year, the thought that came to mind, I'll leave with you tonight, is new year, new start with Christ. Praise the Lord. New year, new start with Christ. Going over to the book of Ephesians, the fourth chapter, verses 17 through 32, and this is from the King James Version Bible. Verse 17 reads, "This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have learned, have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." Amen. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And the Word of God will help us along this journey as we travel along. And we have to put forth the effort to put off the old man and put on the new. It's time now to forget those things which are behind us. It's time to move forward in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. It's time to make a new start with Christ. You know, we might think that, oh, yes, I've been running for Jesus a long time, and I'm not tired. Oh, well, but you slacked off on some things, and you fell by the wayside here. You got weak over here, and you slipped or you did that. So now it's time to reevaluate your walk with Christ. It's time now to make a new start with Christ. When you think of what the Lord said in his word, when he spoke to his disciples just before his passion, he said that if his word abide in us and we abide in him, then we can ask what we will, and he promised that he would do it. Praise the Lord. And also he was speaking to his disciples and encouraging them not to let their heart be troubled. And they had many questions for the Lord,
And the Lord began to let them know that he was going away to prepare a place for them and that he would return and receive them to himself. In other words, he said, I will not leave you comfortless. So the Lord, he prepared us for everything we need. And by the Spirit of God, we are sealed unto the day of redemption. However, if we find that we have gotten off track and gone astray, it's time now to make a new start with Christ. Looking back on years past, we used to see miracles wrought, many miracles. We used to see the devils being cast out, to see souls praying around the altar and receiving the Holy Ghost. We used to see souls coming to church bound up and getting their shackles loosed and going forth in the praises, testifying of the goodness of God. Hallelujah. You don't see a whole lot of that now. You don't see a whole lot of praying and laying on of hands like it used to be. Praise the Lord. So it's time to make a new start with Christ and to earnestly contend for that faith that was once delivered unto the saints. In this passage of scripture, Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Ephesus, and he's reminding them not to be like the Gentiles who don't know Christ or who have not learned Christ. A lot of people want to identify with Christ. They don't want to put off the old and put on the new. But according to the word of God, it lets us know that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And picks up here in the 20th verse saying, but ye have not so learned Christ. Going to the 21st verse, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Christ, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man. The old man is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. It's corrupt. It's fleshly. It's against God. It doesn't want to do what's right. According to the word, when I would do good, evil is present. Hallelujah. So we need power to stand in these last days. As Evangelist May was bringing out, when you fall into diverse temptations, count it all joy. Not many people are able to do that. When they fall into temptation, they stay down and wallow in it rather than getting back up. Hallelujah. Repenting before God and going on, they get entrapped. They fall into that rut. They don't get up out of the rut, but they continue to keep falling into the same rut. Amen. But when you learn how to count it all joy, glory to God, it'll give you the strength and the power you need to get up and keep on going. Amen. Yes. Make a new start. Turn over a new leaf. Amen. Start new in Christ Jesus. And again, the scripture says here, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That's where it all starts, in your mind. You have to be renewed. You have to be transformed. This by the renewing of your mind, to be able to live a holy life, to worship God in spirit and in truth. We have to put on the new man. The new man after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. The new man is different from the old man. The old man, you're no longer the same. Hallelujah. You've made a new start. start with God. Hallelujah. So let us be encouraged to make a new start in 2024. And I heard somebody say, 2024, let's do more. Amen. More for God. So whatever mm-hmm. you've been doing is not enough. Let's do more. If you've been praying, pray more. If you haven't been praying, start praying. If you've been doing the work called you to do, do more. Praise the Lord. Just give more of your time to the Lord. And I know this is easier said than done. It takes sacrifice. It takes a willingness to obey God. Because if you listen closely to hear the voice of God, he will surely speak to you. He will surely lay things on your heart to do. He will send you out. He will give you a work to do. Glory to God. And if you're humble and obedient, God will bless you and he will expand your territory. God will enlarge your territory. Praise the Lord. And he will do wonders in your life. As he reminded his disciples that if they would just believe on him, and the works that he did, greater works than those that we would do. So where are the works?
Amen.
Where is the evidence? Why aren't we doing the works and greater works that Jesus did? He went around mm-hmm. healing the sick, casting out devils. He went around mm-hmm. ministering to souls everywhere, multitudes came to Jesus, and he didn't send any of them away the same way they came. Whoever came with an affliction, disease, or whatever they had, he healed them, he made them whole, and when they left a different way than they came. Hallelujah. And people are out there right now, and they are in need. We can make a new start with Christ. We can actually renew our vows with the Lord. Hallelujah. We can rededicate our lives to him. We can even receive a refilling of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. And the power Amen. That Jesus said that after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall receive power. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes.
You'll have the power to speak in the name of Jesus and with the authority that he has vested in us. We can command devils to flee in the name of Jesus. But we're not using this power as we should. So we need to take inventory and reevaluate and find out where we stand with God. Because there are signs that follow them that believe. The signs that follow them that believe. If you don't see these signs, you need to check yourself. Amen. You need to check and make sure that you're doing what God wants you to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. People are in need. Souls are dying every day without hope, without God in their lives. And somebody is slacking up on the Lord. Somebody is sitting up in their houses and they're to go out and minister to somebody, to pass out a tract or to just go yes. and see if somebody needs some food, fix some bags of food and go out and just hand them out to people. Somebody's out there that needs something. And when you yes. minister, you can minister to them more than one way, physically and spiritually. Glory to God. Somebody's cold out there, might need a blanket or need a scarf and a hat around their neck. Whatever God lays on your heart to do, don't draw back, but obey God when the Lord lays it on your heart. Go then. Unlike the children of Israel, when the Lord told them to go on up, they didn't go when the Lord said go. But then when he told them not to go, that's when they decided to go. And he let them know, I'm not going to be with you. Don't go. But they went anyway. You know, and that's how some people are. They want to go when they want to go or when they feel like going.
Yeah.
But when God wants you to go, you're not going to always want to feel. You're not going to always want to go. You're not going to always feel like going. You might even be sick. Glory, hallelujah. You might be broke, don't have any money. No matter what mm-hmm. your condition is, if the Lord is sending you, if the Lord is giving you something to do, don't worry about what you don't have. Say yes to the Lord. Just obey the Lord. Mm-hmm. Don't try to figure out how you're going to do it, what means you're going to do it, how you're going to get the money. Don't worry about those things because the Lord will provide. If he wants you to do it, he'll provide. He'll make a way for you. Even when there is no way, God will make a way if you're willing to do what God has given you to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's work on ourselves. Let's do as the scripture says here. Make that new start with Christ. You can be angry, but sin not. If you're angry with someone, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. If it's already down, don't let it rise on your wrath. Hallelujah. Don't give place to the devil. Just constantly work on living holy, living a life that's pleasing before God. And we can do that by making a new start with Christ this year, 2024. Don't let another year go by that you're in the same rut that you were in 20 years ago. Praise the Lord. Time to get up out of that rut, get up out of those old habits,
Amen.
And just be about your Father's business. Get on the move for Christ. Praise the Lord. Treat one another right. Let all the bitterness and anger and wrath and all that evil speaking, put that away from you with the malice. Put it away. Be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another. And these are some things that people don't want to do all the time, forgive one another. Once you forgive, just go on and forget about it. As God has forgiven you, you ought to forgive one another. So the Lord, he wants us to have a forgiving heart. He wants us to understand what forgiveness is all about, being able to forgive and move on. Praise the Lord. That is going to deliver you from many things, from bitterness, strife, wrath, from all of this. Forgive and move on. Hallelujah. Make a new start with Christ. Whatever you've been holding on for all these years, let it go. Don't let anything build up in your heart that should not be there. Praise the Lord. So we thank God for the word of God tonight. I pray that you've gained something from the word, and I encourage you to get into those scriptures and study. Study the word of God. Study the ways of God. Study and learn Christ. Learn what it is that's pleasing to God. And what is not pleasing to God, so that you can be found in the will of God. So when the Lord calls us, we can rest assured that we have nothing stopping us or blocking us or nothing in the way. Amen. So let us get to the place where God wants us to be. It's a new year, so we can make a new start. And at this time, we're going to now prepare for prayer. So just focus in your heart right now. If any of these things are going on with you, put them away.
ask God to forgive you and to take these things away from you. Lying, dishonesty, deceitfulness, malice, wrath, whatever it is that you're holding on to, holding a grudge, let it all go. Amen. And start fresh with Christ. Make a fresh new start with the Lord. If you don't know the Lord and you want to get to know him, if you want to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, all it takes is a willingness to surrender to the Lord, to open your heart and be sorry for the sins you've committed, and just believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that God has raised him from the dead for you. Glory to God. Ask the Lord to forgive you and to take away your sins. And be willing to accept Jesus in your heart that he may save your soul. Anyone with a prayer petition tonight or a heart's desire, just have faith and believe God as we pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you and we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, O God, for your blessings you bestowed upon us. We thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to come before you and to call upon your name, O God. Lord, we ask that you'll search our hearts, whatever is not right. Lord, forgive us and take it away from us. Look on those, O God, who are desiring to be saved. Look on them in a special way, Lord, and forgive their sins. Take away their sins, Lord. Clean them up on the inside and on the outside, Lord, and fill their souls with the Holy Ghost. Use them for your service. Lord, send your anointing, God, and destroy the yokes of bondage in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, loose every chain. Break the chains right now. Loose the shackles in the name of Jesus. Lord, somebody's desiring to be made whole. Touch them right now, Lord, and heal them. Make them whole right now, Lord, both spiritually and naturally. In the name of Jesus, somebody's soul is bound, my God, and they're seeking to be loosed. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we know only you have the power to free their souls. In the name of Jesus, we believe you tonight, Lord, and we're taking you at your word. We call on you right now, God, to look on those who are on the prayer list one by one, name by name, whatever their need is, oh God, whatever their prayer petition is. We are asking you, oh God, this favor tonight, that you will honor it and that you will grant it unto them in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, oh God. We are praying, Lord, that you will remember all of those, Lord God, who are crying out right now, don't have food or shelter. Oh, Lord God, remember them tonight and provide for them whatever their needs are. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, you're able, my God, to reach every soul, Lord, and help us to be more vigilant, oh God, and to be more. You know the word I'm trying to say, Lord God. We want to have this desire in our heart to do more for you. Oh, blessed Savior. Oh, thank you, Lord. Help your people everywhere. Lord God, help us to draw nigh unto you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, yes, Lord. Help us to be more motivated to do for you, God. Put it in our hearts, Lord God. Put it in our souls, oh God, to go when we don't feel like going. To speak when you tell us to speak, Lord, and not to draw back. In the name of Jesus, help us, Lord. We're down here waiting on you. We can't do anything without you, Lord. We can't do anything without you, oh God.
And we pray, Lord God, that you help us to be more zealous for you, oh God. That's the word I was trying to find.
Yes.
Zealousness. Put
Thank
the zealousness in our hearts that we may go forth as soldiers with holy boldness to do all that you command us to do. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we believe that we have the petitions we've asked. And we are praying, God, that you will bless those who are dealing with the bereavement right now. God, give them comfort. Give them consolation in the name of Jesus. Lord, and be with us throughout the remainder of this weekend, keeping our minds focused on you, oh God, until the next time and hour that we come together on this broadcast. Lord, bless every listener in a special way tonight with the blessing that they stand in need of. And, Lord, we just thank you tonight for your goodness.
Thank
you for your mercy, Lord. We
thank you
for having mercy on us, oh God, though we're not deserving of it. But we thank you, Lord, for all that you've done and for what you continue to do. Bless our leaders, Lord Jesus. Bless your people everywhere, one by one, name by name. We believe it and we count it as done. And, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, Lord. You're worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for hearing our prayer, Lord. Thank you. Glory to the name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for coming to our aid, Lord. We thank you for coming to see about us, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for this broadcast, Lord. We thank you. Glory to your name, Lord. We thank you. We thank you right now, Lord. We praise your holy name. Oh, yes, Lord. We want
you
to have your way, Lord God.
Thank you.
Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
I believe it was Peter, he went to Jesus and said, Lord, how many times should he forgive his brother? Should he forgive? And he said seven times. And Jesus told him, he said, I tell you 70 times seven. More than seven times. Glory to God. So God is a forgiving God. If we just repent and humble our hearts, just as the preacher was speaking, and God will forgive. And that's what people don't understand sometimes. They say, oh, you did this. Oh, you did that. Oh, that's terrible what you did. But the God we serve, he is a forgiving God. Yes. If we humble ourselves and repent and ask for forgiveness, God is just and willing to forgive us of our sins and our wrongdoings. I thank God for the word of God on tonight. We could start anew. I don't care what happened in your life. I don't care what happened in the past. And I don't care what people are saying, what they're doing. We can start anew. And this is what the message is telling us tonight. A new year and a new start. Because sometimes, as she stated, we get comfortable. Oh, we've been over here for a while. We done got comfortable. And I don't have to do that. I know somebody felt like they didn't have to fast. They didn't have to fast no more. But no, we still have to fast. And we still have to witness. We still have to pray. We still have to humble ourselves. We still have to draw nigh unto the Lord. So it's another chance to go a little further in the Lord and to make a new start. And I thank God for that. Today is a new day. We don't have to go that old way again. So I thank the Lord. I'm encouraged through the word of God. I want to encourage you, Dennis. I mean, keep preaching the word of God. Keep praying. Because that is our answer. We got to do what thus saith the Lord. We got to preach it. We got to pray. And keep allowing the Lord to use us in his service. So I'm encouraged tonight. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those remarks coming through Evangelist Maybell. And I tell you, that forgiveness is something. Say, God, he forgives us. We ought to forgive one another. And, you know, there are people that run around and letting the sun rise on their wrath and letting it go down on their anger. And we can't do it. People, they take for granted that they're going to wake up the next morning. Yeah. And it might not be. It might not be the case, giving place to the devil and all kinds of things. But, you know, if we sin, you know, if you hold it against people, what they do, it's going to be held against us. If we don't forgive, God's not going to forgive us. And who are we not to forgive? If God already forgives, the Bible lets me know that if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He's the propitiation for our sins, and not only ours, but for the whole world. Yes. If he can forgive like that, who are we?
Amen.
Anyway. Any other clergy on the line, we certainly have remarks. And if not, I'm going to turn the broadcast back over to them. I like that. Like, leave it in the past. We have a completely new, different new year. Make a new start. Like, don't you get tired of holding on to that stuff? How do you hold on to that stuff? I tell you, let it go. Let it go. But we have to do what we have to do. Other people are going to do what they're going to do. And that's their work. They have to work out their own self-salvation. And we have our work to do. So as long as we forgive, as long as we don't let the sun rise on our, you know, on our wrath, we don't, you know, let it go down on our anger. We keep ourselves.
Yes.
Amen. But I'm going to turn the broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist Hummie. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for those beautiful remarks and exhortations. I was truly enjoying every one of them, both Evangelist May and Evangelist Khadijah. They both sound stirred up. Praise God. I tell you, God He is a merciful God, and he is a forgiving
yes.
God. And we should, you know, be more forgiving. It's imperative
yes.
that we forgive. And as the scripture was saying, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. It's a reason why.
Yes, amen.
That because, again, we don't know when is our last breath is going to be. So if you're angry and you have something going on, get that right away. You know, don't let it linger. Don't let it just continue to sit there. But straighten it out immediately, because you never know what could happen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just thank the Lord. I truly am blessed, and I count myself blessed, and not that I've done so much to deserve the blessings of the Lord, but God is just so good, and he is blessing his people. You know, so no matter how the enemy try to talk to you and tell you, oh, you're not going to do this, and God's not going to bless you, this is not going to happen, don't listen to it. Just don't, you know, you just keep your trust in the Lord and know that God loves you, and he will bless you. Lord, it may look like it's not going to happen, but in God's own time, the blessing surely will come. So I thank God for this broadcast tonight, and we thank God for all of you, for every listener. We thank the Lord for your support, for your prayers. And we ask you to please keep us in your prayers. And we invite you to come on back on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. for our next broadcast, if it be the Lord's will. And if there's nothing else, then this concludes this broadcast for tonight. May God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. We love you, and good night. Thank you.